Janich resets offset eye left, boot fake, and Lynch throws, pass, wide open, touchdown Denver. Emmanuel Sanders with a cartwheel after the catch and score. Paxton Lynch with his first career NFL touchdown.
And off we go. Paxton Lynch, the era of Paxton Lynch in Denver has officially began. That was on Sunday of last week when he made his NFL debut. And this is breaking news, Justin. Welcome to Lock On Broncos podcast. But breaking news just in moments ago that Paxton Lynch is going to get his first career NFL start on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. Mike Kliss of 9 News is reporting that Trevor Siemian will not be able to give it to go. He's going to be inactive, so expect Austin Davis to be the backup quarterback to Paxton Lynch. But Paxton going to get his first career start after coming in and spelling Siemian in Sunday's victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he sprained an AC joint in his left non-throwing shoulder. And Paxton Lynch is going to be the guy against the Atlanta Falcons. Lynch completed 14 of 24 for 170 yards in his NFL debut and now gets to hang with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones and the high-flying offense of the Atlanta Falcons. There's a lot of things to get into here. This is your game preview edition of the Locked On Broncos podcast between the Atlanta Falcons and the Denver Broncos, a Super Bowl 33 rematch taking place at Sports Authority Field at Mile High, and Paxton Lynch is going to be the signal caller as the starting quarterback for the first time of his career, making his second game appearance in his young career so far. I'm going to get you everything that you need to know for this game. We'll talk about players to watch for, some specific matchups to key into before we kind of go behind the numbers, and then I'll get you my predictions for this one between the Atlanta Falcons and the Denver Broncos. But once again, the big story here is Paxton Lynch going to make his first career NFL start, and he played very, very well in spurts against the Buccaneers. And I said this in my game recap that I thought that Gary Kubiak kind of handcuffed him a little bit early on. They weren't really allowing him to do a whole lot, which made them a little stagnant at times in the red zone. But Paxton then was able to respond and move the team up and down the field really with ease and poise and confidence. And that's very, very promising to see in your first bit of NFL action. And you got to wonder now, you know, how much of that you see so often these backup quarterbacks in the NFL come in and then they have a little bit of success, and then they put some game tape out there for the opposing team to watch, and then all of a sudden that they struggle immensely. And so now he's going to have a tough test to really stack up with the highfalutin offense that is the Atlanta Falcons with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. But at least he gets to do it in the friendly confines of his home stadium at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. And we talked about it kind of all week, how there shouldn't be a quarterback controversy. This should be Trevor Siemian's team because of how he performed for the first 4 weeks of the season, or namely 3 weeks of the season. And then, you know, Paxton was just doing his job. You heard from Gary Kubiak earlier in the week that it's probably going to take both of these guys to go in there and do things. But now this just creates so many extra storylines, because what if Paxton Lynch goes out and he's gangbusters and he's able to hang with Matt Ryan and company, and this offense looks like it's been ignited and injected? Then can you go back to Trevor Siemian? It's really going to be interesting to see and interesting to watch. But Paxton Lynch is going to be up for the task, and we'll see how he hangs with the Dirty Birds. Let's go in behind the matchup a little bit here between the Broncos and the Falcons. Falcons coming into this one with a 3-1 record on the season and tops of the NFC South division, while the Broncos are 4-0 atop of the AFC West. And it's really a matchup between the Falcons offense and the Broncos defense. Falcons come into this thing with the first ranked offense in the NFL in net yards per game, yards per play, and points per game. They are the first passing unit in the NFL. Kyle Shanahan's doing a really good job making Matt Ryan feel comfortable. 354.3 yards per game. And then even running the football between Coleman and Devontae Freeman, they're doing a good job there with 124.5 yards on the ground per game for sixth in the NFL. So, I mean, really, this is going to be the biggest test the Broncos have seen so far early on in the season against a top unit in the NFL. And so I say all those metrics and all those numbers. And on the Broncos side of things, you have the number one ranked pass offense going up against the second-ranked pass defense of the NFL with 169.5 yards per game allowed. Broncos also ranked first in yards per play. So two juggernaut units going up against each other. And then really where the game's probably going to lie and where it's going to be won and lost is probably on the other side of things, because that's almost kind of an equalizer for these things. And either the Falcons are still going to get their yards, but the Broncos are going to be able to keep them out of the end zone just because of the top unit that they do have. But it's really going to come down to what happens between the Broncos offense and the Falcons defense. And on the defensive side of things for the Falcons, it's they're one of the worst units in the NFL in all those metrics that I just rattled off to you. So they're 30th in the NFL in net yards per game. They're 27th in the NFL in yards per play, 29th in the league in points per game, giving up 31 points a game, and 16th in the NFL in net rushing yards per game, 102.3, and then 31st in the NFL to net passing yards per game. So the second worst unit in the league giving up passing yards, which makes sense because Matt Ryan's airing the ball out a lot. They're getting in shootouts. It's kind of been back and forth. So a lot of that, I think that the NFL should really adopt a metric like the NBA has, where you adjust your defensive efficiency per pace of play, because I think that that's really what that gets into. But even still, they're not really performing with a defensive coach as their head coach, the mastermind that he is supposed to be. They're not really performing at a high level, but I think a lot of that has to do with their adjusted rate for the pace that they play at. But even still, this is an opportunity for Paxton Lynch. He doesn't have to face a great pass rush. He doesn't have to face a great secondary in his first NFL start. And the Broncos are kind of middle of the pack in their offensive metrics. They're fifth in points per game, but that's kind of a deceiving stat because of, you know, all the points that their defense scores for them. So I think if you took away the defensive touchdowns, the Broncos would probably be in the bottom half of the league in points per game. They're 21st in yards per game, 16th in yards per play. Rushing yards a game, they're at 105.8, which is middle of the pack, 14th in the NFL. And really, that was mainly done in the first couple of weeks of the season because they really haven't been able to get things figured out on the ground so much as much as they did early on. And then passing yards a game, they're 236.5, which ranks for 23rd in the NFL. So this opportunity for the Broncos offense where they might be able to figure some things out, and even with a rookie quarterback making his first NFL career start, they should be able to air it out. Let's look at some key matchups here, and first and foremost, we're just going to start with Paxton Lynch against the Falcons secondary. Are they going to dupe him into making some mistakes? That the Falcons rank sixth in the NFL in turnover margin. They're actually tied with Denver for sixth with plus +3 on the season. So, and I'm sure with a rookie quarterback that they're going to want to try and make as many mistakes as possible and keep the ball in the hands of Matt Ryan and their high-powered offense. So I'm going to go Paxton Lynch against the Falcons secondary. And with that, you know, how comfortable can Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders keep Paxton Lynch out there? My second thing to watch out for on the Broncos offense is going to be CJ Anderson. Where's CJ been the last couple of weeks? He's still kind of grinding out and getting some nasty yards, some nitty-gritty yards, but you really haven't seen that big playability. And when you have a rookie quarterback, and this has been the case each and every week this season, because, you know, it's not like they have a seasoned vet at quarterback when Paxton Lynch isn't your starter, but so trying to take as much pressure off of them as possible. And I think that's going to be of the utmost importance. And not only just to take pressure off of Paxton Lynch in his first start, but also to keep Matt Ryan off of the field and keep your defense rested. The Broncos are going to have to eat up a lot of clock. So I think that CJ Anderson is going to have to be heavily involved in this game plan and keeping the football away from the Falcons' high-powered offense. The final piece that I'm going to mention on the Broncos' offensive side of the ball is, can Virgil Green make an impact in this one? Virgil Green should be able to. I think he's listed as probable for this game. He should be good to go and get back out on the football field, and that's going to go hand in hand with what I mentioned with CJ Anderson, because I think a big part of the reason why the Broncos running game has suffered a little bit is because you lose Virgil Green, you lose Donald Stevenson for the last 2 weeks. They were both inactive, and Virgil is a great run blocker, and I think that he could really plow some lanes on the left side of the offensive line with Russell Okung and create some holes for CJ Anderson. So what role is Virgil Green going to play in? So keep an eye on that as well. We'll flip over to the other side of the ball, which is going to be the high-powered offense of the Falcons, and Julio Jones. We'll just start there. Who's going to match up against Julio? I think that it'll probably be Aqib Talib at the start of the game because of the size. I think Chris Harris is just a little bit undersized, and then you could put him on Mohamed Sanu and make sure that they're not getting burned on from any other guy, because I think the idea would be is to just play them as straight up as they can. That's what the Broncos have done. That's what they've lived by. For no matter what the big name receiver is that they're playing, they don't really double team. They play a lot of man to man. So it's going to be Aqib Talib versus Julio Jones. And Aqib coming off of that great two interception performance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, is he going to be able to play Julio tight and maybe cause some turnovers in and of itself there? And really, the other offensive weapons that Matt Ryan has to throw the ball to, I brought up Mohamed Sanu. He's going to be a little bit of a smaller, quicker receiver that Chris Harris should be able to lock up on the other side of things. And then the other person that you really have to keep an eye on is former friend of the Denver Broncos, Jacob Tammy, at the tight end position. And Ryan, he'll spread the ball around. I mean, I think he has three tight ends that he can kind of throw to. Tammy's kind of that big focal point as far as the pass-catching tight end, but, you know, is going to be T.J. Ward, or will it be Brandon Marshall? That'll be on him, but they should be able to contain them a little bit there. And I think that getting pressure on Matt Ryan, that's the key to beating any good quarterback, is to make them uncomfortable. So it's going to be important for Shane Ray and Von Miller to do their thing to try and get to Ryan, to try and force him into some bad throws, some mistakes, and to get some turnovers for Paxton Lynch and the Broncos offense. Through 4 weeks, Matt Ryan has only been sacked two times, and the Falcons offense has only given the ball up two times as well. So they're not turning the ball over, they're protecting the football, and they're putting points on the board in bunches. Now, if the Broncos are able to lock things up between in the air attack from Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, it's also, you're going to have to key on that other thing that I did, that the Falcons are doing so well. I mentioned they're running the ball at a good rate, sixth rushing attack in the NFL right now between Coleman and Devontae Freeman. So keep an eye on Brandon Marshall and his duty. He's going to have to pull double duty trying to cover the tight ends of the Falcons, as well as being a factor in the run game, and along with Sly Williams clogging up lanes in the middle. These are all things that are going to be determining the success of the Broncos defense versus the Falcons, because they're probably going to put up points. They're probably going to get at least 20. I mean, what's a great defense against a great offense do? Can you really expect them to hold them to under 15? They're probably going to get theirs at some point. It's throughout these four quarters, especially with a rookie quarterback starting on the other side of things, but it's how much can you contain them? And so I think that if the Broncos hold the Falcons to under 25 points, they're going to have a good shot to win this thing, depending on how much Paxton can put up, and especially if the Broncos can create some turnovers, and you know how opportunistic they are with scoring the football when they do just that. Let's get you the final injury report here heading into this one. I have an omission already. Virgil Green is questionable for this thing, but if he is able to go, I think that he will definitely be a factor in the Broncos running game. Also questionable for the Broncos, Shiloh Keo nursing a knee injury, and Donald Stevenson with a calf injury. So expect Tyson Briler to be in the mix at right tackle, along with Michael Schofield still playing right guard on the offensive line. If Stevenson does give it a go, I imagine it'll be more in a rotational basis. Everybody else is a full part participant. Obviously, Trevor Siemian's out on Sunday, and Austin Davis will likely be the backup quarterback. I suppose Siemian could still be the backup to Paxton Lynch, but I think the Broncos would want to try and go away from him as much as possible and try and get him back and capable of helping this football team win games. But Demaryius Thomas was a full go at practice on Friday, and still with that hip injury, but he will be good to go trying to help Paxton Lynch. Benny Fowler's good with that elbow injury. Justin Simmons, welcome back into the secondary, providing a little extra depth. And Jeff Heirman with a groin injury, he was a full participant, so all of them should be good to go. For the Falcons, three players are out of this one. Devondre Campbell, the linebacker, with an ankle injury, he did not practice all week. Deion Jones, the linebacker, and Paul Warlow, the linebacker, all three of those guys are out. So that's something that maybe C.J. Anderson can exploit in the running game, and maybe some dink and dunk stuff for the Broncos offensively, just trying to get Paxton in some rhythm here, something they should be able to exploit. Everybody else was a full go for the Falcons on Friday and should be probable for this thing Sunday afternoon. All right, let me get you my keys to victory for the Broncos on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. First of all, bend but don't break, and that's going to go for Matt Ryan and Julio Jones specifically. That, like I said, they're probably going to get Matt Ryan's probably going to flirt with 300 yards passing, and Julio Jones is probably going to get 100 yards receiving, but it's how much you're able to contain the big playability with those two guys. And really, if you hold a Julio Jones to under 125 yards receiving with 10 or less receptions, you could probably call that a win, just because of this guy is probably the best at his position right now in the National Football League. Secondly is get the ground game going. 150 yards rushing total for the offense. This is going to be my number that I think the Broncos need to try and strive for, because that's going to affect their time of possession, and it's going to just make the day that much easier for Paxton Lynch. My third and final key to victory for the Broncos is going to be keep Paxton on his feet. The last thing that you want to see happen is him being banged up, banged around there. You already have one quarterback that can't go on Sunday. Nobody wants to see Austin Davis out there on the field against Matt Ryan and the Falcons offense. So keeping Paxton Lynch upright and making sure that he's comfortable and not forcing any throws down the field, because that's going to turn a debut into a nightmare very, very quickly in the NFL. With that said, that'll bring me to my prediction here. And I actually think this has changed a little bit based on who the quarterback was. I think if Trevor Siemian was going as the starter, I might have picked the Atlanta Falcons to win this game. But I really liked what I saw with Paxton Lynch in last week's game against Tampa Bay, and I think that he just brings a different type of presence to the offense that if they do have to get into a shootout, I actually kind of trust the big playability of Paxton Lynch more than I do of Trevor Siemian. And I understand that Siemian had those, you know, long touchdown passes against the Bengals, but just from a consistency standpoint, from being able to move the ball up and down the field, I really liked what I saw from Paxton Lynch, and I think that he has that extra little juice that could keep the Broncos in this game. I think that the Broncos defense holds the Falcons to 23 points in this one, and that'll be enough for Paxton Lynch and company to get a win. I'm going to pick the Broncos 27-23 in a victorious effort against the Falcons in a Super Bowl 33 rematch at Sports Authority Field at Mile High, and Paxton Lynch gets his first career victory as a starting quarterback in his first start, and the Broncos will improve to 5-0 on the season. And this is not an easy game by any means. I think that this is the most quality offense, certainly, that the Broncos have faced, and they're going to be tested, and it's probably going to be a struggle for all four quarters, and whoever doesn't turn the football over the most is probably going to come away with a win. But I think for me, that's going to be the Denver Broncos. But tweet me your predictions. Thank you for listening to the show and subscribing on iTunes. Tweet me your predictions at Adam Kinney Radio or the show account at Locked On Broncos. And we'll see how this thing all ends up, and I'll get you your game recap once this thing is all said and done. That's going to do it for us here on the Locked On Broncos podcast. Paxton Lynch getting his first career NFL start against the Atlanta Falcons. This has been your preview on the Locked On Podcast Network.